This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thanks, as always, for listening. And those who checked out Friday's show may have noticed I did not say a word about Holi on Friday, the Hindu festival in India, where they have a ball-throwing powder dye on each other, nor did I say a word about St. Patrick's Day Monday and the green dye filling the Chicago River. Somehow I just forgot two of my favorite holidays. Yeah, I guess I was too excited about the weekend and March Madness, but hey, hopefully everyone had a great time celebrating Holi and St. Patrick's, and hopefully no bad hangovers from celebrating too much.
My favorite stories of the day.
This is not the wildest story, but the simplicity of it cracked me up. New Orleans police are trying to track down a guy who walked into a store this past Saturday night, asked the clerk to give him a break and cut the price of a pizza pie. And when the clerk said no, the man was like, okay. Cops tell the Times-Picayune newspaper that the guy left and came back a short while later with a means to pay, but instead of whipping out a wallet, he pulled a gun, then took the pizza along with two boxes of chicken wings. It was something about adding the chicken wings to the order that made me laugh. Now, police say he left in a Chevy Malibu and a woman was in the car with him, which is to say they have a description to go on. And this happened in New Orleans' Lower Ninth Ward, which is still rebuilding after Hurricane Katrina in 2005, coming up on 20 years in August. So a lot of folks in that hood are still going through tough times, and sticking up a store to take the pizza and then adding a chicken wing surcharge to the robbery may feed a few mouths, but having to lay low and duck the cops after jacking the store for pizza and wings will hang over his head in jail when and if caught. What you in for? Robbery? Oh yeah, what'd you take? Pizza and chicken wings? And speaking of getting the goods without the money to pay for them, a 39-year-old man in South Florida is accused of stiffing a strip club dancer. The cops say he racked up $160 in lap dances early last Tuesday morning in the Rain Ladies and Gentlemen's Club in Clearwater. That's rain as in a ruler, not a thunderstorm. And then cops say he basically said, oops, my bad, I don't have the money. The John was arrested. And cops say his name is John Elberson. And they also think the John was drunk, checking yes on the criminal complaint for under alcohol influence. And yes, people tend to drink at strip clubs. Could also explain where his money went if he's guilty, and or could also be why he looked at whoever was giving the dances and just forgot about not having the cash. But once he sobered up enough to remember, the strip club called police, who put him in a jail cell for 12 hours after charging the John with misdemeanor theft of lap dances. You know, I should really start a whole section for Florida stories, and this is more or less a strip club section, too, because a day after the lap dance heist in Clearwater, firefighters were called to put out a blaze early last Wednesday morning at the Pink Pony Showgirls Club across the bay in Tampa. Now, when they got there, police say the Pink Pony was closed for the night, but they say they saw 29-year-old Arvin Solomon Poor dragging some tree limbs and other brush into the building, so they figured the guy was adding kindling to kick up the blaze even more, which is why he was arrested. And then cops say they found out the man fired a few gunshots inside the club before he set the fire. Now, officers took the guy to jail and booked him. And while sitting in the holding area, they say Solomon Poor asked for some water because he was thirsty. And an officer gave him a bottle. That's when police tell the Tampa Bay Times newspaper the guy drank the water and then damaged the camera in the holding pen, peed in the water bottle, and threw it at the officer. They did not say if the pee got on that cop, but did add a battery on a police officer charge to the list. That included arson, gun possession, shooting inside a building, and criminal mischief. Yeah, good luck getting water now if he's thirsty in jail. Police, by the way, say they still don't know why he shot up the Pink Pony and set it on fire. Well, in West Tennessee's Madison County, a little over an hour east of Memphis, police are looking for four people who walked into a gas station convenience store with two ball pythons the Tuesday before last, set one on the counter while one of them dangled the other over the counter, which distracted or scared the clerk long enough to give them time to swipe $400 worth of CBD oil, natural pain remedy that comes from cannabis. Yeah, the two men and two women all ran out after that, jumped into a small grayish four-door sedan with a bungee cord holding down the trunk. Now, we can all see this plain as day, including high-definition surveillance footage of the quartet, because gas stations and their stores usually have surveillance cameras, and WBBJ Eyewitness News 7 in Jackson posted the footage and images on their write-up of the story. And they all look young, like too young to realize surveillance camera eyeballs were staring at them the whole time. Back after this break. But first, check out my man DJ Greg H's podcast.
It's the hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H.
You can download the Jams podcast mix for free. Just Google search Jams podcast mix.
Real hip-hop and R&B matters. The hip-hop and R&B journey with Greg H.
Where are you going looking like that?
Relationships can be tough if the significant other is like this.
Who is this guy who keeps liking all your posts? He in your DMs too?
So for women who need a break, there's Sibonac. This chewable gummy will relax your nerves, ease tensions, and help you forget you once had better options.
Sorry, I just had a lot on my mind.
Sibonac. Spelled forwards or backwards, Sibonac's fast-acting tetrahydrocannabinol is an all-natural active ingredient that will dull all held-in frustrations over his shortcomings and allow for peaceful nights.
And now, for the world around us.
You know, I often wonder why people would be so dumb as to record themselves doing illegal and nasty things, but it does help police and prosecutors, like it did in Shanghai, China, where a group of drunk guys were in a private dining room in a Haidilao hot pot restaurant, and one of them recorded two of their buddies peeing in the hot pot. Haidilao's management said they had no idea this happened until 4 days later, once they found out this video had gone viral online. So for one, they were late in letting police know so they could go find and arrest the guys, which they did. The China Daily newspaper is reporting two 17-year-olds were arrested. 17. Last names Tang and Wu, by the way. But two, restaurant management could not be sure that the hot pocket they peed in was not properly cleaned and disinfected before another customer used it. And imagine knowing you ate there that night late last month or the night after and wondering if your hot pot was the hot pot with the hot pee in it. And the restaurant put out a statement saying, "We fully understand that the distress caused to our customers by this incident cannot be fully compensated for by any means." So they at least tried by compensating all 4,109 customers who ate at that Shanghai Haidilao between February 24th and March 8th with payments worth 10 times the amount they paid on top of a full refund. And just to put future customers at ease, management said they also replaced all of the hot pot equipment and utensils and disinfected everything else. Now to South America, because in Peru, police were on the hunt for whoever broke into several homes in the city of Ica and trashed them, caused all kinds of damage. But once police started investigating, they joined up with Peru's National Forestry and Wildlife Service because the only suspicious thing reported was a monkey spotted on rooftops, power lines, and trees around a housing complex. And monkeys are not native to Peru, but to the Amazon rainforest. And even though a chunk of the Amazon is in Peru, police and wildlife officials think the monkey was somebody's pet who got loose and started breaking into homes. And they say they caught it, a small black cap capuchin monkey, which had marks on it looking like it had been tied up with a rope or chain before. So wildlife officials put the monkey in its version of a jail, now in Ica's municipal zoo, at least until they decide whether to send the little burglar to another zoo or sanctuary. And the Wildwood Trust Zoo in England just put out word that a brown bear they have named Boki woke up from hibernation after having brain surgery last October, right before hibernation. Yeah, this zoo outside of Canterbury had surgeons come in do the procedure on Boki because the bear was diagnosed with hydrocephalus, or fluid on the brain. UPI is reporting veterinarians said back in October they would not know if the procedure worked until the bear woke up in the spring, and he did. And they think Bulky will make a full recovery. No signs of symptoms he had before the surgery. Yeah, the zookeeper at Wildwood Trust says it's like he's forgotten that he had the operation, playing and running around. Also said it does not seem anyone told him, as if Bulky is there holding conversations. Back in a moment.
A relationship can sometimes require patience.
But
when patience is just not enough, try
Sibinac.
This chewable gummy with the ingredient tetrahydrocannabinol will relax your nerves.
Sibinac.
Turn those sounds out of her mouth into a soothing stream of gentle assurances and appreciation.
Sibinac.
Side effects include munchies, laziness,
and dead ass do not touch me or the radio.
Drobots will safely deliver everyone on board. And upgraded models can keep riders company with its cutting-edge AI-generated voice, which can hold conversations and even join a sing-along.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
And best of all, Drobots come with a lifetime warranty and free exchanges for the newest model.
We are here. So please get out, you lazy bum. I need to recharge.
What's up with what's going down, though?
Well, folks have been shaking off the St. Patrick's Day buzzes and filling out the brackets for this year's men's and women's NCAA basketball tournament starting this week. And I did see John Oliver's main story Sunday night on sports betting here in the U.S. on HBO's Last Week Tonight show. And that was an eye-opener. But so is the American Gaming Association stats I saw, estimating Americans will put down about $3.1 billion on the tournaments, up from $2.7 billion last year. $3.1 billion. But we're complaining about egg prices. And that's all. I just wanted to point out a little hypocrisy before I put down a few dollars on my old school Mizzou. At least please win one or two games.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays next.
Girl will come around, and when they do, she sprinkles them too. It's a big old party. I got a freaky voodoo woman.
Well, slimy, slimy, I want to whammy, whammy.
Come on and sprinkle me, baby. I'm too cool to be embarrassed.
Poor Slimy Slimy.
That was my man, Slammy Sammy, with his classic hit. And used to have us all laughing while booty shaking. That's right. This is Mike Mann, bringing you...
I'm going off at your...
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Tuesday, March 18th. Phil's daughter, actor Lily Collins, is 36. Maroon 5 lead singer and The Voice TV talent show judge Adam Levine, 46. Comedian and actor, employee of the month, Dade Cook, 53.
I'll mess around and flip the scene into revert. With what? With a little touch of latest first.
Rapper, singer, and actor Dana Owens, or Queen Latifah. She's 55, the equalizer is. Singer, actor, former Miss America Vanessa Williams, 62. Dirty Jobs TV show host Mike Rowe, 63. Elvin on The Old Cosby Show, now in Papa's House. Actor Jeffrey Owens, 64. And on Wednesday,
it's the ESG and all the victims of the game.
UGK rapper, Trill Burgers owner, and Rice University professor at a point, Bun B, will be 52. Actor Bruce Willis will turn 70. Actor Glenn Close, 78.
Baby, make your move.
Pointer Sisters singer Ruth Pointer, one of two left with us still. She'll be 79. Honey Rider and Dr. No, first Bond movie actor and 60s sex symbol Ursula Andress will turn 89. And on Thursday the 20th, Ruby Rose, the actor, will be 39. Is It Cake show host and SNL cast member Mikey Day will be 45. Actor Michael Rapaport will be 55. Model Kathy Ireland, 62. Actor Holly Hunter, 67. Actor Teresa Russell will be 68.
Money's gotta be the shoes.
Shoes,
shoes,
shoes.
You sure it's not the shoes?
And
shoes.
So will Spike Lee, filmmaker, actor, and Knicks fan, will be 68 Thursday. Same for actors Vanessa Bell Calloway and Amy Aquino, 68. And...
We'll be right back.
Captain Barney Miller. One of the first shows I can remember watching. As soon as I heard that song come on, actor Hal Linden will be 94. And that's it for this Real Pod Newscast. As always, thank you all so much for listening. Fun stories are fun to tell. And hey, I plan on keeping this going even after landing another radio job, whenever that happens. So please help spread the word, and I'll be back at it on Friday, recording between college basketball tournament games.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Shownuff.